Chapter 2. Slimas and Slimbirdies spent all day looking for an incredible outfit. He wasn't having much luck until two strangers rushed up to him. "We are the finest clothes makers in the world," they said. "Takes up to the Imperial as one." When they arrived at the parade, the strangers passed the parade footmen and burst into the Imperial's room. "Who are you?" shouted the Emperor angrily. He was busy choosing his afternoon clothes and had been interrupted. "We are Slimas and Slim. At your service," they said and bowed. The Emperor just stared at them. "Haven't you heard of us?" said Slimas, looking shocked. "We're not," admitted the Emperor. He had not knowing things. "We make magical clothes," says Slimas. "Magical," says the Emperor, shouting interested. "Yes," says Lee, with a shy smile. "Our clothes can only be seen by clever people. They will be absolutely invisible to anyone stupid," Slimas explained. "Anyone who can do their job properly won't be able to see them either," Slim added. Boris laughed. "What if I can't see the clothes?" he thought. The Emperor was very excited. "Make me a magic suit," his minis, he cried. It won't be cheap," says Slimas and Slim. "We only use the very best materials." "Take this," says the Emperor, handing them a sack of money. "You can work in the parade. Take anything you want. Only get to the work. I want that shoe."